Talking Apocalypse auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielt das Duo aus Kanada allerdings zu viert, habe ich gerade schon erfahren, im Monarchen. Und jetzt steht einer der Chefs der Kapelle bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen ein bisschen über die erste LP der beiden, die unter dem Titel Secret Life erschienen ist. Schön mit Kontrapunkt und Krautrock drauf. Wir reden außerdem über die Vorteile eines Duos im Jahre 2015. Wir reden über therapeutisch wirkende Songwriting-Sessions und über die schon lange währende Freundschaft zwischen Maddie White und Daniel Benjamin. Und letztgenannter ist jetzt bei mir im Studio. Hello and welcome, Daniel.
Hello, how are you doing?
Thank you, I'm fine. How are you doing?
Great, thanks.
Cool, where are you coming from today, actually?
We just drove in from Denmark, from Copenhagen, yeah.
Oh, you did a show there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really fun with our friends Tops from Montreal.
Oh, wow.
It was good, yeah. So
Tops just played in Berlin a few days ago.
Yeah.
They've been invited to this show, but then the singer, she was ill.
James was sort of sick at the show with us too. I think now we're like 2 months into the tour, so everybody's starting to feel like,
yeah. I mean, that's the hard part, right? Getting through it without getting sick and losing your voice, and especially when you're
losing your mind.
As long as the voice working, come on.
Yeah.
It's not too important.
Sometimes I feel like when I get up in the morning, like I'm kind of like a machine, and I wake up, I turn myself on, and I go to the show, and I plug in and play the show, and then I turn myself off at the end, and then it's like I feel like a robot right now. It's very strange.
But you're a robot in your own, in the world that you've made for yourself as a robot, so
yeah
it's all good, I guess. Congratulations on releasing your first LP like a month ago. I've read that only the more heavier, darker songs made it onto the album. Why is that?
I've wanted to make a record like this for a long time, and I think I wanted to save all these songs for like the proper LP, just because it made sense to make something really strong. Like you listen to all as one piece together, and you know we've released some EPs before, and we have like I don't know, maybe 20 new songs that I'm working on right now, which is more like I wanted to be like songs like I don't know, like maybe, I don't know, you play them on the radio or something like that, like these real like pop songs and stuff.
Yeah.
And this one, I felt like I needed to get this out of my system.
Yeah.
And these dark songs had a sort of thread together, and most of them are about the same thing.
Yeah. So you it was like a therapeutical
thing to work on
that record?
Very much, yeah. Wow. Especially the singing. When we recorded the vocals for it, I just sat in this closet and did all the whole album all the way through.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like you sing for like, you know, an hour straight.
Yeah.
And then you rewind, go back, do the whole album again.
Yeah.
So do that two or three times, and it feels like you're getting through something.
Yeah.
And if you listen to the record in the same way, that's sort of the idea.
Ah, okay. So you were working chronologically and stuff like that as well. Wow. You guys seem to love or seem to be in love with counterpoints. If the music sounds cheerful, the lyrics are sad as hell, and vice versa.
Exactly.
How much is that part of a plan? Does it happen, or is it part of a plan to work with counterpoints, and how do you accomplish that mixture of black and white, if you want to say so?
I mean, I don't think it's something that I planned, but I always wanted to do something interesting, and to me, if you write this like happy song with like happy lyrics, like that's not interesting at all.
It's Bobby McFerrin.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't
and
need that.
I just like to try to be subversive even a little bit is much more interesting to me. And I mean, for myself, if I hear a song that is simultaneously uplifting and dark, that's what hits me. You know, that's what gets me excited about music. I mean, all of the music that I love, I think, even if it's like a string classical music or ambient music or pop songs, like all of it has that feeling.
That's true.
Where it's dark and light at the same time.
Yeah. It's funny that you might want to call it a counterpoint, or you can call it schizophrenic, right? but the thing is that I've read that you were surprised to hear that many of your fans do think it's a really uplifting album somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy, right? Because you were like, I have to get these dark topics out of my system. I have to sing about them. I have to go through therapy with myself, kind of like. And the listeners are going, it's such an uplifting.
I mean, I'm surprised, but that's great.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I would have wanted.
Yeah.
And especially like the song you just played, like Apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we play that song at a show, it's like, I'm singing these like kind of like sad lyrics or whatever, but you feel this like punch, you know what I mean? Like when it all comes in like that, there's a feeling of catharsis, I think.
Cool.
And to me, it's not, you know, it's not Morrissey, you know, it's not like this kind of like,
I'm so lucky that you're not Morrissey, actually.
Downer vibe kind of thing. Like it's more about strength and it's about power and sort of finding this thing like inside and getting through these like really dark times. And for me, I mean, now that we're on tour and we're playing music for people every night, this is what I wanted to do. Like this is this comes afterwards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's a cool thing. I mean, it's a rewarding thing as well when the people kind of own the material now, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's not your music anymore. Yeah. You put it out into the world so people can own it and they can decide if it's uplifting for them or depressing or something in between, right?
Yeah, and I think everything that we do, I think, has the element of even like whether it's very loud music and very quiet vocals or the vocals is really loud and like Apocalypse, the beginning of the song, the music is like tiny.
Yeah.
Music's really, really small. And the vocals is very upfront. And then it reverses halfway through the song. So I think, this black and white approach, that's what it's all about for me.
Yeah, cool. Now, before we talk more, let's listen to the Krautrock jam of that new record.
Yeah.
It's called Roswell.
And here we are in Germany. Yeah, where all the inspiration
and it
for
is this. Like traveling back in time, but at the same time, it's music from the future. Moon King with Roswell. Moon King with Roswell. Fast in voller Länge abgespielt. Almost played the complete song because I love it so much. And it's important for that song to listen to it in full length, I think.
Yeah, if you can make it all the way through that one, it's like, okay, well, now you get a good picture of maybe the whole band. You
know? Now we're talking. When one's listening closely to a song like Roswell, one can really definitely hear that you guys are into Krautrock and repetitive band music from the 70s, maybe. How did you get into that? Where is the...
I think it's so strange that the bands from Germany who maybe in the 70s, like a few people knew about them, but they didn't probably sell very many records. And now it's like 2015, every band in Toronto wants to sound like that. We play with bands in the United States also who all sound like Krautrock.
Yeah. You know?
And it's very strange. I mean, maybe people find out about it because they get into punk rock and they start listening to these bands, like where they were being influenced from.
Yeah.
And like David Bowie always talks about Neu and stuff like that. And I mean, to us, this is like almost like fiction. You know what I mean? Like we're reading it as being like, oh, wow, like these stories of these crazy parties in Berlin in 1971 or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's very like fantastic. And to be able to come over here and play a sort of like a music that's maybe a bit influenced by that for you guys is really cool.
Like
it's very special for me. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's an interesting fact that more and more people are interested in Krautrock. Might have something to do with the fact that it's repetitive music, but not made with computers and electronic devices.
Yeah, I think
so. Maybe it's a mixture between two worlds that's interesting right now in the modern times that we live in.
I mean, a lot of the bands that I see that's making more and more electronic music, and most of my background comes from electronic music. Most of the bands that I was playing in before this.
Yeah.
So I picked up a guitar. I am not a good guitar player.
Yeah.
Like I write songs on guitar, but I can barely play them.
Yeah.
And
to me,
it makes more sense to use the guitar as a synthesizer.
Yeah.
And when you think of it like that, all these sounds start to come out that sound like Krautrock, or you use like an effect that will draw out the note for infinity and then write the song based on a drone and sing on top of that instead of being like solo guitar.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Sometimes it's a good thing to write songs on an instrument that you're not perfect at.
I think absolutely. And so I was talking to somebody about this like a few weeks ago who's like a great musician that I respect a lot. And he said the best thing you can do is write music on an instrument that you don't know how to play, because then at least it's obviously going to be interesting.
Yeah. And there's going to be a lot of feel in there because it's not too much technique overlaying the feel.
Yeah. I mean, I think technique is very cool. And I love when you see a band that is great players and they're playing together and they're listening to each other. That's really good. And the band that I get in Moon King, where we have like, it's a duo with me and Maddie.
Yeah.
But then when we have backup players as well on drums, bass, keyboards, guitar, everything. So these guys are always really good. And we sit at the front and just sort of like, I don't know, we sing together. We know how to sing together.
Yeah.
I don't know if we are great musicians, but we know how to sing together.
But that's another great idea, just to get the backup musicians to be good.
Yeah. Well, I think it's sort of old school as well. You know what I mean? Like you get the session band and they're just like, I mean, I've been the drummer in a lot of bands.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's so great to show up to a gig and all you have to do is play the show.
Yeah.
And now I'm in the situation, it's like, oh, I gotta do an interview before the show. And, you know, I'm handling all this like tour managing type of stuff and like dealing with budgets and all these things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, wow, I wish I was just a drummer now. Yeah. So it's I want to make the Moon King band a situation where the backup band is always like having a really good time and it's fun and sort of easy. And you can at least think of it as a good experience.
Yeah. So tonight you brought brought two other guys with you, right?
Yeah, there's two others.
So it's the two of you in front and Maddie and you in front and two other guys in the back. Yeah. Und das Ganze findet statt im Monarchen. Wer da vorbeigehen möchte auf das Konzert von Moon White, für den habe ich jetzt hier Tickets zu liegen. Die könnt ihr haben, wenn ihr mich anruft unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück heute Abend spielen Moon King aus Kanada im Monarchen und ich habe Plätze auf der Guestlist. I just gave away some tickets real quick. You see, people are already phoning in. So
oh, cool.
There's a few people that are going to
see you at the show.
Visit you from Flux FM. Yeah. So you got something new planned already with the Moon King or maybe with another band? Because you mentioned that you're playing drums sometimes.
I used to play drums with Grimes. Yeah, she was like a good friend of mine.
We play her a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited for her new record and everything. And then I play with my brother's band sometimes called Dull Drums. They're here next week as well.
Oh wow.
But for the last, you know, 2 years this has been my project.
Okay, cool.
This is the songs that I'm writing and it's important that I just focus on this.
Yeah, and you're already writing new material, right?
I mean, literally just before this interview I was working on a new song with Yuen, who's our keyboardist.
Uh-huh.
And I think when we come back from this tour in the summertime, we have more dates in the U.S. in the summer, and then when we come back from that, I think we're just gonna jump in, make another record like as fast as possible.
Cool.
The songs we have like 20 new songs, something like that. Might as well, just while it's fresh, just go for it.
Yeah, it's enough material to enter
also,
the studio, definitely.
Yuen, who I mentioned, is the keyboard player with our band. He just opened a studio with Dorian from Austria, also they're, you know, very very close friends of ours from Toronto. And so they opened a studio together, and I think now we're just going to make a record there because it's just sitting, you know, all the gear is all there, so.
Yeah. Just use what you got there. Yeah, man. So thank you for visiting. Say hi to Maddie from us and to the other guys.
And
we'll see each other pretty soon again, I guess.
Okay.
When you come back for the next Berlin show, visit us again,
Absolutely.
Please.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Okay, meine Damen und Herren, Moon King waren bei mir im Studio, beziehungsweise Daniel Benjamin von Moon King. Heute Abend spielen sie im Monarchen. Unsere Tickets sind leider schon weg. Wir spielen hier zum Einstimmen aber nochmal ihr Stückchen Impossible an. Thank you, Daniel. See you next year.
Thank you.
Maybe the end of this year. We'll see. Bye-bye.